We're on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Rabchia Omar Rav Yirmiyah. Boy, v'loma lesnon amrin pamim shehen chayov b'zeh u'b'zeh u'pamim shehen p'turim mizeh u'mizeh. Sometimes you could be chayiv both in Meiser Oni, Meiser Behema, and in Kolbon, and sometimes you potter from both of them. Normally we say that if you're a shutuf, so then you're potter from Meiser Behema, but you're chayiv in a Kolbon. And if you're not considered shutfim, it's still considered the estate, then it's like the father is being shokel for the sons, and it's, there's no kolbon, but then there's Meiser Behema, because it's not shutfis. So Rabbi Chia said, no, there's sometimes that you could be chayiv in both, and sometimes you could be potter from both. How? Heich, avida, how is that talking? Cholku hanechosim, velo cholku habehema, chayovim b'zeh u'b'zeh. Right, if they split up all of the property but not the animals, so they're still part of the estate, still stands by the animals but not by the other property. So legabe machsa shekel, that's the other property, so they are what's it called, they're split up. So they are what's it called, no longer in the estate, so they have to pay a kolbon, the chayiv. On the other hand, legabe what's it called, legabe behemos, they're still part of the estate. So therefore, they're chayiv and maisa behema. They're not shutfim. So they're chayiv b'zeh u'b'zeh. Cholku abehema v'lo cholku asanachasim p'tur mizeh mizeh. If they split up the animals, but they didn't split up the rest of the estate, then just the opposite. Legabe the animals, they're shutfim, pater from maisa. The gavi, the rest of it, they're still part of the estate, the pater from a kolbon. So it's possible to be chayiv in both or pater from both if they didn't split up everything, they only split up part of it. Omrib mana, hador da'at omar b'shalohoysa behema rov. That's only if the behema, the behemas weren't the most of the value of the whole estate. Avrim hoysa behema rov, hein hein ikr nechasim. But if the behemos were rov, then it doesn't make a difference if they split up the other things or not. If they split up the behemos, it's considered like they split up the whole estate, since the main part is the behemos. And if they didn't split up the behemos, even though they split up the rest of it, it's still considered like they're part of the estate and everything. Okay.
What about the opposite?
What?
What about the opposite?
If the rest of the nechassim. Not sure. It could be that the behemoths aren't nigra, the boss of the other nechas. The behemoths are the ikr thing. Okay. So tach nechadetim. Heich avida, heich idami. Cholku es habehemah v'lo cholku es hanechasim turim b'zeh v'zeh. Tekivin shecholku b'behemah v'chazru v'nishtatfu. Since they split up the behemoths and then they became partners again, havi linyin meiser behemah g'shutfim. They're considered like shutfim. They're partner, p'turim, meiser. Ubinachasim shalochilku, but the other property they didn't split up. Adayin shame tfusas abayisalim. They're still part of the estate. Uptur mikolban. They're part from a kolban. The hakamashmalan. So what's the chiddush? Of course, gabi this they're shutfim. Gabi this is not shutfim. The solgadai dechamina the lo nekel kulei haid. Even the cholku with the hema nezel the chumra. Since they split up the behemos, will be machmer and will make them pay a kolban. Because even though they didn't split up the rest of the estate, but it's considered like they did. The name of Golo Adaitayu de la Miflag Benachosim Nomikaimi. They're ready to split up. They haven't split up yet, but the mice, if they split up the animals, they're going to split up the rest. To the Chayvu Bekolban. And therefore, they should be Chayvu already in a Kolban. Kamash Malan, no, we look at each thing separately. Hakim Beforesh Labib Choros. Cholko Sanachosim Bechosim Nishtatfu, the Legabi Kolban Havale Keshutfin Bechayotim. The opposite case also. They're Mechalik, the other Nechosim, so the Chayvu in a Kolban. But behemah lo cholku, but they weren't mechalik the behemos. Havi leyadayin shem tusus abayis ala behemos v'chayom b'zeh b'zeh. And that's the case where we chayiv in both. Hadoda amres that b'shecholku anechosim lechud v'chayom b'kolbon shlohaisa behemah shove yosef anechosim. That's only if the animals weren't worth more than the rest of the anechosim. Hein hein ikr anechosim. But if they were, then the animals have a special chashivas that if they're the rove, then they're considered like everything. Ba'afilu cholku anechosim v'lo abehemos p'turim mikolbon. The boss of Ruba's leaner. Go after the rove. Okay. Rav Avin Omer Rav Shami boy mipnesha sisin ka'odim echod etzel maestro behema at potrom in akolba. He says just because they're considered ka'odim echod etzel maestro behema, just because when the estate is not split up, they're considered like one person, legavi maestro behema, for that reason you pater her from the kolbam. Reb Shimon boy amasnis in parach dekomer lo chol kuptur min akolba. The mission says if they didn't split up, that they're potter from the kolbon, right? So the chora, why? Just because they're still considered like one person, legavi meiser behema, why does that mean that they're not considered, they don't have to pay a kolbon? They should still pay a kolbon. Or it says, omer le, lo shan yohi, isn't it right? Shehu no sin sela echad shlema, right? What's it called? Since he's giving one sela, and it's like the father's giving for them, why is he doesn't have to pay? Right? He's giving one sela for two people, and somebody else who shokel for them. So you don't pay any kolba. Lo shanyahu, kolomer v'chi lo shanyahu, kiven de lo cholku no sin sela echad shlema. That dying kaima tfusa sabayis, lo choshiv kalva. It's not like they're loaning the money and paying for themselves, like the father's paying for them. Well, it says, afilu ihochi. If that's the case, then if they split up and came again in Shutfim, why doesn't that same thing apply? Right? Then Chayavim b'Maisr Behema Upturim in Akolbon, B'Tanino and Chayavim b'Kolbon Upturim b'Maisr Behema. That's the case. Even if they split up and once again became partners, should be the same halacha. Then Osin Nami Sela Echad Shleima. Here they're still giving one Sela. So why should they have to pay a kolbon? You pturim in a kolbon. Umeshani rebei by who shnei achim. So this whole piece is missing in the gra. So the next piece that should be rebo b'shem abba barav huna he shnei achim shiyarshu es aviyim he shnei gisim shiyarshu es chamihen. Right, that over here they're not considered like brothers anymore. They're like considered two brothers-in-law who yarshin from their what's it called separate yerushas. And then they decided to become shutfim. Once they split up the estate, even though they became partners again, they're what's it called, considered like partners, not considered like the estate. So on that, Mishani, Rebbei boy, hu shnei achim, hu shnei gisim, kolomer kivin shecholku, af she'achar kach nishtatfu, havi kacherim lin chiv kolbon. They're not like brothers anymore, they're like brothers-in-law who became partners. Okay. Where did the kolbon go to? So Remeir omer l'shkolim. Remeir says it goes to shkolim l'shitaso. He holds that it's a part of the chiyuv of the shekel. So that he goes to where the shkolim go. Whatever you use the shkolim for, use the kolbon for. Reb Lezer omer l'nedava. Lezer says it went to nedava, meaning that they bought korbanos olas from those that money. And whenever the Mizbeach was not being used, they made these korbanos. It shouldn't be idle. Reb Shimon Shazuri Omer, Rikuei Zov, Itzipul Aves Kodesh HaKadoshim. They bought gold with it for recovering the inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ben Azei Omer, Shulchanim Hayunot Lenosam Bischorim. Ben Azei says that the people, the money changers that Hektish hired to bring the Shkalim, they got that as their money for money changing. The Yeshomrim Lotzaz Drachim. And some say Lotzaz Drachim. We'll see the Takan Chad has two Pshatim in Lotzaz Drachim. Remeir Omer Lishkolim. Remeir Latamei, Domer Leel, Kishem Shishik Lo Torah, Kach Kolbon Lo Torah. He holds that Kolbon is part of the Chiyuv of the Shekel of the Torah. You have to give a Shekel plus a Kolbon. So that the Kolbon went to the same place the Shkolim went. Shulchanim, in other words, they went to buy Korbanos Sibur. They went to buy the Korbanos for the whole year. Shulchanim, Shigav Washkon Medina, Hey Not Nosom Iskaran. The money changers that Hektish hired to change and to bring the Chatzi Shekel, they got their pay from the Kolbo. Lo Tzaz Drachim, Behavi Ashkon Mishalayim. One pshat in Lo Tzaz Drachim is they had to bring them to Yerushalayim. So they had to be paid for their tircha of bringing the half shekels to Yerushalayim. The Yesh Meforshim Lo Tzaz Drachim Shal HaShulchanim Shayu Tchila Medina V'Holchim Achar HaLamikdash. Right, these what's it called Shulchanim normally had their business in somewhere else in the country. Now they had to come to Yerushalayim to set up shop in the Mikdash to be able to what's it called facilitate people to give their Shkalim. So therefore, they had to pay the expenses for them to get to Yerushalayim. Those are the two pshatim in Hotzas HaDrachim. Okay, Hadron Lech Perik Be'echad Ba'adar, Hadron Lech Perik Be'echad Ba'adar, Hadron Lech Perik Be'echad Ba'adar.
Kolbon is a lot of money.
What?
Kolbon is like over 10% from the...
No, it's either 1/12 or 1/24.
So 1/12 is 10%.
One tenth is 10%.
It's 8%.
Less, okay.
8%. So
right, okay.
Yesterday you got paid a lot of money.
There's a lot of them. So they all didn't get all the shkolim, right? Each one got the kol bones from the people who came to them. So whatever it was, what?
Still same percentage.
There was probably a lot of shulchanim. Wasn't one shulchan.
Still
probably.
Same percentage.
Well, yeah, but it depends how many of what you're taking percent of, right? So if they had 30 people give them half shekel, it wasn't a lot of money. They have 3,000 people give them half shekel, it was more. There was a lot of shulchanim, so not everybody went to each shulchanim. Okay, Mishnah. Mitzartim shkolim v'darkonos, but they mostly are derech. Okay, now they had all these half shkolim, and they had to bring them to Yerushalayim. So it was a big tircha to start bringing all these coins. So they changed the coins now into golden coins. So for every 1,000 half coins, they had one gigantic gold coin. I don't know if that's what it was, but something like that. Okay. Kishem shayu shofros b'mikdash, kachayu shofros b'medina. Just like there were different shofros in the Beis HaMikdash, which we'll learn about later. There were pushkas to put in different things, right? And there was one for shkolim, chadashim, for the new shkolim, and there's one for people didn't have, what's it called, didn't bring their shekel last year, so they make up for it by bringing it this year, but they don't use it anymore for the same thing. Those are called taklin atikim, old shkolim, and the other ones are called taklin chadatim, that's what the perush comes from, new shkolim. So they had two pushkas, they said they had 13 pushkas. But here they had, what's it called? So the same way they had pushkas in Yerushalayim, in the Mikdash, they had pushkas outside also. And if somebody didn't bring his shekel last year, he put it into the pushka for old shekels. Right? B'nei ha'ir, shesholchu eshikleihem, v'nignevu. If the people sent their shkolim to Yerushalayim, with a shliach, okay, to bring them to Yerushalayim, and they were stolen on the way. Osha'avdu, they got lost. So if the truma already was taken, in other words, they took already from what was there, they took out for the carbon seaboard, and they had kavana to take what's it called for even the people who didn't yet bring. Their kavana was that the money they took out should be chal and should be the mezakeh it to all the people, all of Klal Yisrael, even the people whose money didn't come yet. So then they were what's it called. So then, Nishboim leGizborim, then the Shliach has to take a Shvua that it actually was lost, or what's it called, stolen, because otherwise we're afraid maybe he took it. He has to take a Shvua that's not I don't have it. And therefore, and then he's Potter. And they're also Potter from giving a new one, because they were Yotze, because the Truma was taken as if they had given. So Nitruma Truma Nishboim leGizborim. And therefore they're potter from what's it called, they said it was lost or whatever, and we'll see they were talking in the case where they were either a shomer chinam who was potter on geneva vaveda, or the Gemara says another possibility. Right, and if not, if the truma wasn't taken yet, so then they weren't yotze, then their din is with the b'nei ha'ir, so they have to take a shvua to the b'nei ha'ir that they actually lost it or it was stolen. They don't have it. And then the B'nai Ha'ir have to pay another shekel, another chatzi shekel. Nimtzu osher zirum haganovim, if you found them, or they, what's it called, the ganovim returned it. Eilu ve'elu shkolim, both remain shkolim. The ones that they gave second and the first one. They ain't olim lehem l'shona abor. And you can't, doesn't count, they don't have credit for next year. They ended up giving two shkolim this year, instead of just one. Okay, so you're talking chadim. Tzart mishkolim l'darkonos. B'nai Ha'ir shekovtzu shekleim. The people in the city got all their shekels together and have to send them to Yerushalayim. So Yecholim Lachlifim B'Darkonos, they can change them for golden coins, where each gold coin is worth a lot of half shekels. V'humat Be'er Shel Zav L'Hakum Me'Aleh Masad Derech, so they have to carry less weight to Yerushalayim. Shofros Tevo Shepiem Tzor L'Malo U'Marchi V'Holech, right, their pushka. They're narrow at the top, so you can't get your hand in to take out the money, and they're wide at the bottom. Kein shofar, look like a shofar. Kadesh lo yuchlo litl mehem klum. You can't take anything out of them. For you omdim ba'azorah, and those, the original pushkas were in the azorah, in the Beis HaMikdash. The chol echad nevi shiklo v'nosim ba'an. One of the pushkas was for shkolin. There were 13 of them, for other things, for different karbonas or whatever. The mikdash, mikdash mamish. This is mamish the mikdash. U'medinu haynu b'chol ha'ayoros. And Medinos means all other cities. The whole purpose of the shofros was to gather it until you brought it to the Mikdash. In Yerushalayim, they brought it to the Mikdash right away. So everybody holds in Yerushalayim, there was nothing. They had outside Yerushalayim and in the Mikdash. But in Yerushalayim, there was nothing. So the city appointed a shliach to bring their shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash. In nitra matruma min hakupo shahayu tarm l'tzorach hakorbanos al hagavi v'ala osin l'gvos k'dei shiachilek hakorbanos af l'osin shadayin l'shaklo. So when they took off the truma salishka, when they took off the shkolin, right, that they were going to buy korbanos, they took three times a year. So they had in mind for all of Klal Yisrael when they took off that money. In other words, whoever didn't bring their shekel yet, it helps. So machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, if it also helped for people who are never going to bring a shekel. Does it help only for people who eventually would bring a shekel, but they didn't bring it yet? So when they took off, they had them in mind. But let's say somebody would never bring a shekel. Now, he wasn't going to end up bringing a shekel at all. Did they have those people in mind or not? Rashi holds even had people who were never going to bring a shekel in mind. They weren't yield to the mitzvah, but at least the korbanos came from them also. And Tosa says, no, only for the people who eventually would bring. The people who wouldn't bring the chlal, the korbanos didn't come from them. They were like Porshim and Atzibur. Nishboyin Ashluchim Legizbar, the Hoyal Venisrum Hatruma, Alamos, Halalu, Kovim Shenevdu, Harinasu Kilu Hayu Barishus Hagizbari. Since the Truma was already taken, it's as if they brought their shekel. So they're not going to have to bring another shekel. So therefore, who's the din with the Gizbarim? Because who's losing out over here? The Gizbari Hektish. They're losing out because they never got the money. The other people aren't losing anything. So the din is the Shliach is with the Gizbari.
They have to take another shekel again, those people, just the ones who wasn't here.
What?
They have to take another shekel again, the ones who had it stolen.
The ones who had it stolen, no. If it was Nitra Matruma, they don't have to.
Just the other ones that it was not.
Right, if it was not anything. Mishosh and Nitra Matruma, Shusam Nignavu, Hilkach Nishboim, the Gizborim, Shuas HaShomrim. That's why they take a Shuas HaShomrim to the Gizborim. Right, and they learn from here that it's you, a Lova sends a Shliach to pay back his debt. And the shliach says he lost it. So only the lova can make him take a shvua, not the malva. Because the malva has nothing to do with this. If the lova is going to have to pay again, if what's it called, no matter what. Because this is a case like over here, where it's a lo nitruma hatruma. So he's only the baldover of the lova, not the malva. The imlav, b'shor sha'ovdu adayin lo nitruma truma. The time they were lost, they didn't make truma salishka. And therefore it's not like they brought it. So they're going to have to give another one. So and here Tosfos brings a raya lechora. Why would they have to bring another one? According to Rashi, even if you don't end up giving altogether, it helps. So let them be torim on them, right? And just they'll be torim when they're torim. For the people who didn't bring, they should be potter misotik. So you don't say that. Well, nitra matrum b'shus bailim avdu. Therefore, b'shus bailim avdu. These people are going to have to bring another one if they're taka lost because they never got there. Therefore, they make a shvua to the people in the city, and they're potter, and the other ones have to bring shoklim or achirim tachtehim. They have to bring another shekel. Sheshkolim harishon the sheshoklim wallohem. First shkolim don't count. They were lost. Okay, see the Megamara. Mara says viasu sur magolios. I get a better idea. Instead of making darchonos, which is heavy gold coins, why don't you change it into diamonds? And bring the diamonds. One diamond can be worth thousands of half shekel. And then you bring a few diamonds instead of gold coins, which is even heavier. Well, it says, no, Shemet Tazil HaMagrolios. Diamonds fluctuate very much. Gold didn't fluctuate that much. So we're afraid that they'll go down and Hegdish will lose. The Nimtza Hegdish Mafsid. Kahidit Taninan, Taman, just like we learned. The Kula Niftin Bekesef V'Shova Kesef. Right? You can redeem with anything that's worth money, most of hekdeshos chutz mishkolim, you can't repolder with shava kesef, right? Which means, what's it called? The chatchila, you have to give the shkalim in shkalim. Can't give it in worth. You have to give it mamish machzor shekel. That's why they had to have money changes, whatever. Once you gave it, though, then we're talking about, can you redeem it in order to bring it to Yerushalayim on nothing on shavah kesef? You only redeem it on gold, not on anything else, because we're afraid that the price will fluctuate and will go down. The ain podim bekelim. You can't be pulled there with things that are worth money. The reason is because we're afraid that things, even though they have a money value, but the value fluctuates, that hektish will end up losing out. Same thing over here. You can't change them onto diamonds or pearls or whatever, because we're afraid that the value will go down and hektish will lose out. Okay, Jewish. Why don't you change them instead of on gold coins? Change them on gems. Tezul hamargolios v'chein lechoshav kesef aval tiva lozayil. And the same thing goes with any other thing that's worth money. It has a fluctuating market value. But in those days, gold had a pretty, what's it called? Gold was considered currency. It didn't change that much. The kulan, the el tani hosam, advarim shitzorich with those, some kigon, b'chor adam, the domehem, the ka'amr, the kulan niftin. All things that you make pidyon, like pidyon aben or whatever, you could use shava kesef. You don't have to use dafka money. You can use anything that's worth money. And we're not afraid that it's going to fluctuate or whatever. Okay, go on. Masnisa betakin chadatin. The Mishnah that says that there were shofros in the Medina too, right? They had pushkas, that's only for the new shkalim. So they had a pushka for the new shkalim that they put them there, and then they took them to Yerushalayim. Avo betaklin atikin lo. But for the old shkalim, meaning somebody who didn't give a shekel last year and now woke up and decided to give it, he didn't put it into a pushka that said taklin atikin. He brought it to Yerushalayim. A lo bedor. That's not what it's talking. The tani. Kain, atikim b'mikdash, vein atikim b'dinah. We have a braisa that says that. The halacha of the place for taklin atikin, for old shkalim, was only in the mikdash and not in the medina. Okay? Masnis and diktani shall you shofros medina. Dafka l'taklin chavitin. That's only for new shkalim. The hainu l'shkalim shall shana haba. The coming year shkalim. Avlataklin atikin. The hainu l'mishal of shakal ishtakin. Person forgot to give a chatzi shekel the last year. Lo hayu shofros in Medina. There was no shofar in the Medina to put in old shkalim. El tzorich lavim lemikdash dafka. You had to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash dafka. Okay. Masnisim b'shomer chinam. The Mishnah which says that the shomer is potter to pay. Right? He takes a shvua that he doesn't have them and that he wasn't posheya. Right? So that's only by what's it called by a shomer chinam. B'shomer socher lo bedor. But by a shomer socher, it's not talking. Because a shomer socher is chayv on Ganeva Aveda. So even if it's true that they were stolen or lost, he's going to have to make up. He's going to have to pay all those shkalim. He lost the money. He's going to have to make it up. Om Rav Abba, afilu temer b'shomer sachar. No, you could even talking about shomer sachar. How Kai says nignevu o avdu, and he takes a shvur and he's potter. A shomer sachar doesn't take a shvur and he's potter. If it's true that they were stolen or lost, he has to pay. Mar says nignevu b'lishna mezuyin. Nignevu doesn't mean stam they were stolen. They were stolen with armed robbery. That's considered an onus. So Shomer Socher is Potter Anonsin. Avdu commission Tavish Vinosu Beyan. Right, it's talking where the guy's boat sunk. That's also an onus. He lost it, but he didn't lose it by carelessness. He lost it because his boat sank. Okay. Masnisin dekani nignuvu v'nevdu nishboi mashluchim v'turim b'shalim avo Shomer Socher eino b'dinze. The Shomer Socher eino nifter b'shvua elachai b'nei v'aveda. He has to pay if it was Gnei Vaveda. So if he takes a shvua and he says it's true, it was stolen or lost, we make him pay. So he doesn't take any shvua. Well, listen, Mizuyim, to have a onus. Listen, Mizuyim is not considered Gnei, it's considered onus. Uba onus, afilu shomer socher potter, in Nishbav Shenensa. And the same thing goes with Nevad, if it's carelessness, somewhat, right, a small amount of carelessness, a shomer socher chayiv. It's not real pshia, because a shomer chinam would be potter. But if it's what's it called? If it's mamish an accident, that's how it was lost. Then shomer socher is also potter. Om Reb Yusti, Reb Simon, Ashi command the Omer Tormin al Hagovi ve'alo Asid Ligvos. The Ram, command Vyomer, ain't tormin law agavi velo al ha osid ligvos lo bida. The Mishnah also goes according to the Man Vyomer, like we explained, that when they took Truma Salishka, they took for everybody who was going to, in the future, bring Shkolim, or even for people who weren't going to bring Shkolim, according to Rashi. Right? So therefore, if the there was Truma Salishka was already made, these people were Yotze, because the Truma was made for them. So they don't have to give a new shekel. So therefore, who's losing out over here? The Hektish. So they have to take a Shvur to the Gizbari. But if Truma Salishka wasn't made, then they're going to have to give another shekel. So who's losing out? The people who gave the chassi shekel. So the shliach has to take a shvua to the people who sent him, and then they're going to have to pay a second time. But according to the Man Vayomer, holds ein tarmin. They only took the truma from the shkolim that were there. They didn't have in mind the people who weren't there, who didn't give shkolim yet. Okay. Therefore, then the mission is there's no difference. Doesn't make a difference if they already took the truma or they didn't. These people were not yotze, because they didn't give their shekel yet. The truma only held for the people whose shekel were in the lishka, but people whose shekel were on the way didn't help for them. So in any case, they're going to have to give another chassi shekel. So in that case, whether they made truma salishka or not, the shliach takes a shvua to the bnei ha'ir, he's potter, and they have to pay another half shekel. The mission makes a difference whether the Truma Salishka took place before it got lost or after it got lost. Al Hagovli, Shibnei Ho'ir Govu Mosum Liachliah. Right? They made the Truma both on the ones that were already collected and the ones that weren't yet collected. According to that Man Yomer, that they didn't take the truma on the ones that didn't yet come to the lishka, right? So then it doesn't make a difference, right? Even if the lishka was nitrum before it was lost, these people were not included because their shekel never got there. Even the ein tarmin al agavli lav nichnasu hamos halol l'shus hagizbar. It's not considered like these moles got to Hektish. Ubrishus b'nei ha'ir kaima. They're still in the rishus of the b'nei ha'ir to bring it. And a neila, what's it called? They didn't bring it, so they have to bring another one. B'nei shiboyin l'b'nei ha'ir. Ub'nei ha'ir shokun acherim tachteim. So they take a shvua to the b'nei ha'ir, and the b'nei ha'ir then have to take another chatzi shekel.
Well, they make from a salishko. What do you do then?
They took out baskets. They had this big lishka filled. They took three baskets and they took them out and they said, "This money now is going to either for all the people who put shkolim in. This money represents this money. In other words, part of all that money now is chal on this money, right? Each coin, a little bit of it, goes on these coins. And we're going to buy karbanos sibur. It represents everybody who gave or everybody who was in the future going to give." He took this money, so we have kavana. This money now is shayach to all of the people who are going to give shkolim in the end.
And that's what they did.
And that's what they bought the korbanos from. Three times a year they did that.